You say these things, you're old. Mm-hmm. At least you sound old. For example, if you say, hey, I'm going to see a shrink today, not a therapist.
Yeah. Mm.
That's old people talk.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because there's back then, going to a shrink was kind of like, oh, that person has problems. And now it's they kind of change a little bit because it's more common.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't even know where shrink came from.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, shrink. Is that common knowledge? Because I don't know what that, you're going to see a psychiatrist.
Why is it a shrink?
Where's shrink?
I've heard shrink before.
I've heard shrink, but I don't, but let me like, see.
What's the short for psychiatrist?
Shrink your brain. I don't know.
I'm going to see a shrink.
Short for head shrinker.
Head shrinker, yep. Mid-20th century slang word for psychiatrist, a head shrinker.
Wow. If you say this for your pants, you say, I got some nice new slacks.
Yeah.
No, only to be funny.
Yeah, if you say to be funny, it's okay. Always to be funny is fine.
Slacks.
You say, I got some nice slacks.
Slacks.
Where do you get them slacks from?
Mm-hmm.
If you say stewardess instead of flight attendant.
I do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just say flight attendant. It's easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stewardess. Stewardess.
I think that flight because attendant. A stewardess was always relation to a female.
Yeah, but.
And now you see both.
Flight attendant just is rolls off the tongue easier for me.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know?
I'm a flight attendant. And I would say this is probably more Southern and maybe younger, but I don't really hear younger people saying it at all. Whenever I hear this, I think super country and older, they're like, it's time for supper.
Yeah. Mm,
supper.
It's definitely a Southern thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Supper.
Do you say supper, Matt?
I used to have supper at my grandmother's house.
Grandmother, yeah.
But see, supper for us was lunch.
Right. So it's different,
oh, really?
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So
explain.
You had Sunday supper, which was lunch after church on Sunday. And then if you went over that night, it was dinner.
Uh-huh.
Weird.
Isn't there a religious thing about supper?
The Last Supper.
Just the Last Supper.
The 10th. Oh, yeah. The Last Supper.
What were you going to say?
The 10th Supper. I don't know.
The 10th.
I think that supper, it makes it sound weird, too. It's like you're supping something. But my dad, I don't know why, because it's a northern thing, would say supper. And my grandparents, too, would say supper. And that always meant dinner.
Does that stand for, I don't know if there's any relation, but is it like supplement, like to supplement, like a, to supplement?
Know. Maybe, it's a good question.
I don't know.
For me growing up, the only time I ever had supper, it was Sundays and it was at lunch.
That's weird.
I know somebody else who says breakfast, supper, and dinner.
Oh, that is odd to me. Supper always means dinner. I think they say that a lot in Yellowstone.
Supper.
Supper ready. Don't be there for supper.
Yeah.
It does say supper is an evening meal, typically an informal one eaten at home. But
yeah.
Oh, it means
something
informal,
different for other
maybe?
People. Yeah.
Dinner does sound more formal.
You're going to have some supper. You're just going to get, you're gonna go to some Sloppy Joe's.
Right? I mean, and the thing was, the lunch was so big, you didn't really eat another meal.
Yeah, so it was
on
both.
Sunday. So that was typically it.
All right, we have more things that make you sound old, even if you're not. That's next, Jared and Katie in the Morning.